Hello, everybody. Before we get started with today's interview, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the folks at CU Solutions and their second annual Love My Credit Union campaign. This campaign highlights credit unions giving back to their communities and sharing their heartfelt work on videos. These videos are being shared to inspire random acts of kindness and give back to charities that are near and dear to credit unions and their members. So go visit lovemycreditunion.org today. Start out here, Gail. Can you tell us about your leadership story? Just a quick little synopsis of what your career has been through these years.
Quick, okay. I've been with the credit union for 18 years, and I had another life before this where I lived in Malaysia managing a marketing communications company for 7 years, and I pretty much paved my path in the private sector.
Malaysia to Canada. Now that's a change.
Very big change. It gave me the international perspective, and now I apply it all to local credit union communications, marketing, corporate social responsibility. I have digital banking and insights in my realm.
So you definitely have a global perspective on this type of stuff based on what you just said. So that's pretty cool. I mean, that's appropriate for what we're talking about too. But before we get into that, can you just kind of briefly tell us how you got into your existing position, which is chief brand and CSR officer? Very cool stuff here.
Yes, We're a pretty large organization here in Canada. We're the second largest credit union. We're $14 billion in assets. And I started out as the director of marketing of a smaller credit union. And as consolidation happened in our credit union system, I just moved up in terms of leadership. And the C-suite title is something that all of my colleagues have as well. Mm-hmm. And so chief brand and corporate social responsibility officer seem to fit what I do. But if you put it in a nutshell, what I do for the organization is I make sure that our reputation is always intact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard a lot of great things about Service Credit Union. I mean, I've been in the industry since the mid-90s, and I've always heard your name come up time and time again, always in a positive light. So you guys are doing some great stuff up there. What attributes or skills did you leverage to become successful in your career? I mean, you talked about being in Malaysia. You've worked as a director. You were director of marketing in another credit union. Now here you are at Service doing a fantastic job. What attributes and skills do you think got you into your current position?
Do you know, I think perseverance is one, certainly, that has helped me propel my career. And the other one is openness and just being authentic and always adapting to change. Right. One thing I love about financial services is it's never without challenges nor opportunity. Like it's always moving and shaping. Mm-hmm. But I would say my other skills that I've had have been business acumen, strategy, governance, and overall leading people.
Got it. And so what has been your proudest professional moment so far?
Oh boy, that's a good one. Do you know, I have many, but related to this topic, it's founding the Service Women's Network. And we're now 300 members strong in our organization, and it's open to both men and women. Mm-hmm. But I think it was a really defining moment of beginning our diversity and inclusion chapter of our history. But I'm also proud of so many things that I've done. I mean, I started out with a credit union with 18 branches. We're now over 100. We moved from $1 billion in assets to $14 billion. I'm just proud of being part of the credit union movement. I'm super proud of the brand that we established. Mm-hmm. And one of my proudest professional moments is when someone cannot remember the former name of our credit union. Because that means that I've done my job well.
What is the former name, Gail?
There's probably 120, but the one that I came from is Capital City Savings.
Okay. I'm glad you could remember one of the names.
Yes.
Well, so what lessons did you learn that other women may benefit from over the years? Obviously you're a success and you're doing a great job. So what lessons have you learned that you could pass on?
Well, and I worked in Malaysia, which was quite, a very male-dominated environment. Mm-hmm. And people always felt that I would have a tough time there, and I didn't. And I think it was always remaining authentic and holding, your ethics and your integrity always in good stead. I would say those two things. But I think for a while in my career, I tried to be more yang or more male in my approach. Mm-hmm. And frankly, it didn't work as well for me as when I used sort of the female mm-hmm. relationship building authentic leadership, servant leadership yep. style. Yep. I think that's worked well for me, but you have to find your place as a woman in leadership. I think sometimes we tend to go too far to, try and being more masculine in our style, mm-hmm. just because it seems like organizations are built very masculine, mm-hmm. where what organizations really need from women leaders is relational servant type leadership, mm-hmm. like just people who see the big picture mm-hmm. and they just want to persevere in building an organization that's different.
Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I just think people are starving for relationships. And what I mean by that, like a relation with their organization versus this very hierarchical, top-down driven organization. And we're lucky that credit unions are very grassroots.
Oh, yeah.
Therefore, we thrive in bottom-up member ownership. Mm-hmm. And so I think women leaders in our milieu can do a lot to augment that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think servant leadership is good in any format. So it's awesome. And I think you hit the nail on the head too, being authentic. Authenticity is goes so far in this day and age. So man, that's awesome. what piece of advice, I'm kind of segueing from that, what piece of advice would you give women in the credit union industry today that you've learned?
You know what, I would say that women are sometimes overlooked for their business prowess and their strategic thinking abilities. Mm-hmm. I don't feel we bring that up enough in our dialogue. Certainly our financial acumen. So always showcasing that mm-hmm. would mm-hmm. be one of the first things that I would say.
Okay.
Second is, do not delay upward mobility. A lot of women will say, well, I won't apply for that position because I'm going to have a baby, or I'm getting married, mm-hmm. or I'm building a house. Mm-hmm. I'll wait till that life event is over. Don't wait.
Okay.
Like, apply for the manager position, because when you come back from maternity leave,
right.
you'll be a manager. And so, sometimes we put our career on hold for our life, mm-hmm. and I think they should be, they should really go together.
Exactly. Yes. Keep trudging forward, and
yes.
get that managerial job, get that vice president job, keep moving forward and do life at the same time. Cause there's
exactly.
that thing called work-life balance that we all try to achieve, which is kind of hard sometimes.
It is.
Oh my gosh. So what can credit union organizations do to advance women in leadership? Obviously there are many, many, many sharp women in this industry, and there are many more to come. What can we do right now to keep moving this forward?
Hire a woman. If you have two equal candidates and one's a male and one's a female, hire the female.
Okay.
We're an 80-20% category, the financial services, 80% women usually, 20% men, mm-hmm. yet it's reversed when you go higher up in the food chain.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting. All right. Go ahead.
On our management team, there's 8 of us in the C-suite, and 2 of us are female.
That's makes sense right there. There's the numbers right there.
Yeah.
Goodness. So yeah.
And that's quite indicative across the financial services sector in North mm-hmm. America mm-hmm. anyway. It might change in Africa or Asia or Europe, but mm-hmm. that's certainly the US and Canada. So I would say, we just need to continue to have the dialogue about diversity. I also think that there's an unconscious biasness. Like, when organizations say they advance women or they treat women equally, I really ask them, do you really? Like, or is there an unconscious bias mm-hmm. when you make a decision in whatever you do mm-hmm. that's towards a male or a female? Because there's always going to be gender disparity and
right.
gender
right.
differences,
right.
which is what you want in a workplace.
Yeah.
But how do you get the diversity of thinking, not only in gender, but in youth versus traditionalists mm-hmm. versus, different cultures?
Mm-hmm.
That's so important, because you'll have a better organization if you have more diversity. So I think credit unions are very diverse. I would celebrate that. I would also augment it. Talk about it at round tables, manager meetings, mm-hmm. certainly get men to be part of the dialogue about advancing
yeah.
women leaders. we couldn't have done this without the support of everyone at the C-suite to have a service women's network and look at how do we, you know, create upward mobility for our female managers. And at the manager level, we have like 60 to 70% who are women at the managerial level. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's the choice of the woman not to move up.
Oh, really? Because of what you said earlier about the life changes, that type of stuff?
Yeah, I think demand. I think some people just do not want that type of responsibility, and that's okay. So I think knowing that early on in your career is another thing. Mm-hmm. But those that want upward mobility, I think sometimes you have to ask for it.
Right.
And credit unions sometimes do not know how to sometimes advance their own leaders.
Yep, go after it,
Yeah, and go after it. I would say also what we need to do is do more training. You know, just everyone needs to be trained more on strategic thinking, on, you know, execution, on planning, governance, all of that. We need to do more. We need to do a better job at teaching the hard skills as well as the soft skills.
Yeah. All right, Gail, to wrap up here, what legacy would you like to leave behind for young women in our industry today?
I think the legacy that I'd like to leave behind is just paving the way to the place where we do not have to have a dialogue about gender diversity. That the legacy would be that there is no need to focus on it because we have very diverse management groups. We have very diverse organizations, both in terms of gender, youth, culture, and that it doesn't have to be a focused effort, which it is today. That's what I would like the legacy to be.
Great message to end on. Gail, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate your time, guys. I know you're a busy person here in the credit union industry doing great things, but appreciate the time and keep up the good work, all right?
Well, thank you so much. It was so great talking to you today.